gratitude. It's something that really made my work as a prosecutor and a domestic violence attorney so rewarding, because I was very fortunate, as many lawyers in that kind of work will tell you, very fortunate to receive so much gratitude from clients and witnesses. And it's a real just fuel for meaningful work and fuel for the energy to do the work. What I never realized was how much I was learning from all of these amazing individuals that I was so fortunate to represent, was what gratitude was doing for them. Hi everyone, in this week's episode of Legalese, I'm talking about gratitude. I'm very fortunate that I've had the opportunity to represent so many clients and so many witnesses as a prosecutor and a domestic violence attorney for Legal Aid that really expressed gratitude for me and made my work so meaningful. And still, in my regular practice of law as a family law attorney, I'm very fortunate that I have meaningful work and that my clients express gratitude. A surprise for me, though, that I've learned in my work is how powerful gratitude is for the one who's actually experiencing it, and how experiencing gratitude and feeling gratitude can actually affect almost everything around you and can be the source for such courage and strength and grace. I think the best example for me came from a little girl no more than 7 years old at the time. And it was a case that was very, very difficult that I was trying in a rural county outside of Chattanooga, Tennessee. And I had this child witness, and I'd had a lot of experience with tendering child witnesses to the court, and I'd had a lot of training. And this little girl had asked to speak to the judge, and I was nevertheless very concerned about the case and about the difficulty of the case and about this witness, and I just had a lot of concerns. And then I met this little girl. And I remember when I walked in the room, the very first thing that she did was she jumped up and she ran up to me and threw her arms around me and hugged me. And I thought, she's so grateful to me, and I haven't even done anything for her. And it was such a catalyst and incentive for me. And I really did rise to the occasion for this little witness. And I still remember the image of her in the judge's chambers, sitting in a big chair and holding her baby doll and talking to the judge and just really expressing that gratitude. And then with that gratitude, faith in the system and in the judge, and courage and grace. We ended up winning that case, and I really carried this with me, this conviction that if you come from a place of gratitude, you experience grace and you experience courage, and you almost influence others around you and events around you And so I make it a part of my daily practice to focus on the things that I'm grateful for. And as a result, it enriches my practice and my personal life, and I am eternally grateful to these clients who have taught me about gratitude along the way. Looking for ways to create more gratitude in your life? Look up the 34 best videos and TED Talks on the power of gratitude. Or try a gratitude journal. If nothing else, focus on three things every day that you're grateful for. I hope this has been helpful and enjoyable, and I hope everyone stays safe and stays well, and joins me again next week on Legal Ease, a podcast I publish every week on life skills I've learned as a lawyer. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Legal Ease. You know, I find that I'm not only a better lawyer with a focused mind, but I'm also better equipped to deal with life's challenges, such as the pandemic. The Wim Hof method can help with that focus that I'm talking about. This week, I interviewed senior Wim Hof method trainer Bart Biermans, who lives in Amsterdam, and who's talking to us about not only the Wim Hof method, but also his live breathing sessions that he's doing on Instagram. If you'd like to know more about Bart Biermans, you can find him on Instagram. His last name is spelled B-I-E-R-M-A-N-S. His next live breathing session is Wednesday, May 20th at 2 o'clock Eastern Time, and that's 8 p.m. Amsterdam time. Thank you, everyone, for joining me this week on Legal Ease, where I talk about life skills I've learned as a lawyer that help me in my practice of law, but also in everyday life. I hope you'll join me again next week, and I hope everyone stays safe and stays well.